Hi, this is Taylor.
And Cameron.
And you're listening to the Black Maid and Deputy Podcast.
What's good, everybody? This is Marcus from Black Mary Debt Free, and you are checking out our Quick Cast. Let's get it. What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, Black Mary Debt Free. I hope you are having an amazing Wednesday, an amazing hump day, whatever you want to call it. I'm hoping you're having a great week. I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Quick Cast, powered by Black Mary Debt Free. This is when I get to just get loose. This is a midweek dose of Shiren and my podcast that we do weekly. This is the midweek kind of small version of it. And on days like this, I'm glad Shiren has given me the luxury of potting alone. Shiren doesn't, she wants to tackle the less controversial topics, right? She gonna get mad at me for saying that. But me, I'm a little bit edgier, you know what I mean? And so I want to talk about this topic, and I want to call out a certain individual. I'm going to bring a certain individual to the principal's office, someone who's huge in the financial literacy space. And, you get a little tight sometimes because you're in this space and you're trying to have integrity. And, we try to not give you guys quote-unquote advice. But we try to, one, share our story. For those of you who don't know, we paid off six figures of debt. We, since then, began to invest in real estate out of state. We now have a rental portfolio with five single-family homes. And we're trending. We're also saving 35 to 40% of our W-2 income in the stock market. And we're trending towards early retirement. So we try to share those stories. We try to share, bring people on our show that, can provide motivation, practical motivation, right? We don't do any outlandish financial literacy teachings we don't do that here because we know that there's no easy way to financial freedom, right? Just despite the hacks and the 60-second videos you see on TikTok and Instagram and some of the influencers you see posting said videos, there's no easy way to get to wealth, because if there was, they wouldn't be telling you the secret. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. And so we strive to have integrity. We strive to, one, just teach you the basics of financial literacy, right? And the basics of wealth building. Something that we can all do, and with discipline, anyone can do it, right? And so I'm going to call an individual to the principal's office. Yeah. Please report to the principal's office immediately. Gary V. But before I go there, I'm going to talk about him in a second. But before I do that, Let's just update us on where we are, okay? The CPI report came out for October. I'm going to put it on the screen here. Inflation is at 8.2%. Yes, so in September, the Consumer Price Index, CPI report, increased 0.4%, right? And rose to 8.2% over the last 12 months from last year's October numbers. So we're up, man. We're up. Inflation isn't going down. A recession. We're staring down the barrel, just like I'm staring right into this camera. We're staring down the barrel of a recession. It is coming for us. We are in a head-on collision. I believe we are already in the front end of the recession. We have been in a front end of recession for months now, if you've been following us here. And now I find it funny that folks are just now getting on the train. They're just now admitting, yes, we're in a recession, but they like to say we're headed for a recession. I guess that makes them feel better, but we've been in a recession, right? Two consecutive bear markets equals a recession. The argument was, well, jobs are still strong, right? Well, now we're seeing massive layoffs, and we're going to see more from major companies. Facebook is letting go of 15% of their workers in the coming weeks, and places like Ford let go of a large quantity of their combustible engine department because they want to focus on the electrical piece. And people are preparing businesses. We're starting to see businesses prepare for the worst of the recession. So now we all can agree, after you could go through the catalog of the Quick Cast. I've been saying this for months now. Week after week, I come on here and I'm talking about recession. You can see some people in the comments here, some people in the comments on our Instagram page saying, no, it's not a recession, this and that. But I think now we all can agree we're in a recession. Or if it makes you feel better, we're headed for a recession. Okay. Well, like I said, I want to call Gary Vee to the front of the stage because this gentleman is a very, I just want to say popular person in the financial space, right? He's a business coach, which is very nebulous. I mean, what exactly is a business coach? He helps folks in their business. What is his business? His business is coaching you on your business. So he's also an influencer. He has podcasts. He's done, they bring him to, come on news shows and different things. But really ending 2021 and heading into 2022, he was on the front line for the NFT space. If you're not familiar with NFT, I want you to check out this video that I'm going to throw above. I did an in-depth video on how the NFT craze, if you will, heavily affected the Black community in a negative way. A lot of us, not me, but a lot of people that look like me, lost a lot of money trying to get into this new NFT space that Gary Vee was really on the front line for. I remember watching videos of him and, talking about how NFTs are going to be the new thing. An NFT is a non-fungible token. It's something it's almost like it's like digital art. It could be some type of digital asset that can be tracked by the blockchain, which is the same system that tracks cryptocurrency and crypto spending. So it's all tangled and weaved into that space, right? And, it could just be art. It could just be anything. I'm a musician. And so I was drinking the Kool-Aid. I was thinking, okay, man, you can maybe release music in the form of an NFT and control your own product. And it sounded so good, which is like what all of these things sound like. They all sound good. That's the problem. They all sound like good ideas. Wow. You can sell this product. You can sell it to a person and then they can sell it. And when they sell it, you get a piece of it. It sounds beautiful, right? But the problem was people were putting thousands of dollars into NFTs, right? An NFT, a picture of a monkey, a video of a highlight reel of an NBA player. And this is like, what the selling point was this is a finite, this is trackable, right? This is the one of one. And so, I often say that when you're in a bull market, which is when things are going well, we saw tremendous growth in the market. It's funny how things like that can be created in those markets. But when you come to where inflation is at 8.2% and the recession is looming, homes are crashing. Let's look at the mortgage rates for today. I'm going to throw this on the screen. Y'all can check this out. Mortgage rates today are at 7.6%, the highest they've been in decades. Okay. So when the recession is undeniable, it's funny how those things just kind of disappear, right? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to show you. I'm just not going to say it. You know, I mean, it's one thing for me to just talk it. It's another thing for me to show you. So he switched up his energy. Gary Vee switched his energy up. You know, I'm not hearing much rhetoric on NFTs. Actually, I did some research and I'm hearing him talk more about how the economy just wasn't ready for that now. You know, it wasn't ready. Similar to, you know, the internet, you know, when companies first start talking about the internet, you know, we just weren't ready for it at first. It's interesting because reportedly in January, he made, I'm not sure if this is confirmed, but it's speculated that he made up close to $90 million in the NFT space in January. And so it's interesting because I'm not hearing much now. There's not as much, money to spend on silly things like that when you're paying $6, $7 for gas in California, right? And so there's not a lot of conversation around NFT and crypto. I'm not hearing a lot of that. You know, I need y'all to keep that energy. I need that energy. So let's see what he says. This is recently. He's now switched up. So let's go ahead and play this.
People underestimating how scary it may get in the next 3 to 6 months with the macro economy. This is absolutely the time to be thoughtful about a big purchase. Houses, cars, renovations. If you're not sitting with a load of savings, don't get crazy now. This is not the time to flex. Be thoughtful, be smart, and then forget about big purchases, small purchases that add up. Ubers, expensive coffees, 7 streaming services when you only use 2. Get thoughtful. Look at that credit card statement and see how many things you're paying for each month that you haven't canceled yet. Start getting smart. Cause it's hairy out there.
Wow, don't those financial tips sound familiar? Those are the same, very similar financial tips that were at one point looked at as simple or basic or not interesting, right? Those tips don't move the needle when we're talking about getting millions of dollars for a digital piece of art, or when we're talking about people running up the Bitcoin numbers and number Bitcoin was doing XYZ. We didn't hear a lot of that conversation of limit spending, right? See, these type of influencers weren't rocking with that message months ago, but these are messages that, you know, people that we've brought on the show, people like ourselves, have been preaching for months and for weeks and for years, since we started this platform, limiting spending, paying down debt. And so I just find it one, he's right. I mean, but I definitely find it interesting how the energy switches up. And I think we're going to see a lot of folks switching up the energy. A lot of people that said, no, there's no recession. No, there's not going to be this, not going to be that. We're going to see a lot of them coming over. So I'm just about receipts, to be quite honest with you. And I love receipts. I keep all my receipts. So I find that really interesting. But hey, to each his own, you know, everybody's trying to do what they do. But that, you know, I just found it very interesting. But moving on to other news. So we know that everything is kind of in limbo currently. We're staying, like I said, staring down the barrel of a recession. But let's talk about some. Let's take some pain medicine, right? Let's take some medicine. So I came across this post on Instagram. Now it wasn't cited. I did some research. I couldn't confirm the actual numbers that you're going to see here, but I can confirm that there was significant. Let me go ahead and show you the screen here. So I saw this post and I thought it was really cool. Now I can't confirm the numbers per se, because I don't know at what point she's getting the 126, or at what point she's getting 229, right? Or at what point she's getting 582. But what I can confirm in my research is that there was significant historically, there has been significant bull market after a bear market. So a bear market is what we're going to see and what we're currently seeing during a recession. You're going to see bear markets during a recession, and that's when the stock market overall is down. Bull market is when the stock market is flourishing, and we're going to see significant bull market post recession. So what does that mean? What does that mean for you? You want to do your checkpoints, pay down debt, limit spending. You want to make sure your employment is secure, if that means acquiring more skill, whatever that looks like for you. You want to make sure your employment is secure. And I always like to say, as a bonus, you want to invest for the rebound. That's where this comes into play. And so right now, stocks are low. So this is the time to invest if you have some disposable income. I recently invested in Google and I invested in Apple. They were down lower. I had been keeping an eye on them, you know, and they were hovering around Google, I believe, was hovering around $96, and Apple was hovering around $140, I think. I've been keeping an eye on them, I said, all right, if I see $130 something for Apple, and if I see 95 for Google, I'm buying. And so I saw those numbers and I went and I got some shares, grabbed some shares for Shire and Die. And so I'm just going to be holding those, because the more you buy in a bear market, the more gains you'll see in a bull market, right? And so I encourage you guys to not run from the market. See, many people are scared now, or fearful, I should say. But this is the time to be more aggressive, because what's going to happen is when we come out of the recession and the bull markets begin, then people are going to want to get in then, which is cool. But they're not going to see the significant gains that they would have saw had they been able to grab more during the bear season. It's almost like, I forget the analogy of the ant storing up for the winter, or one of those analogies. But what you're doing is you're getting as much as you can while it's cheap, right? And then as the market begins to gain, those things that you grabbed will gain. And that's when you're able to see significant growth, you guys. I can't express that enough, that if you have disposable income, you want to look into potentially investing for the rebound, because there will be significant opportunity, which I've said numerous times. Oakland Sunshine, what's going on, man? Yeah, good discounts right now. That is a great way to put it. There are good discounts right now, and so you want to just be paying attention to that, and not telling you what to invest in. You know, do your own research. We are investing in things that track the total stock market, right? Things like VTSAX, and so total stock market indexes, low cost index funds, so different things like that. And we may dabble in individual stocks, but that's not something we do all the time. But one thing I'm not investing in, I can guarantee you that, I'm not investing in NFTs. It's like when you would ask your mom, you know, mom, can we go to McDonald's? What would she say? You got McDonald's money? You got NFT money? I didn't think so. All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all being on. Do me a huge favor. If you're watching this on YouTube, y'all, we need your help. I need your help. Can you please share this content? Can you please like? Can you please subscribe? Because we're dropping videos every week and we want to see that. We want to know that you guys want this because we're going to keep it coming if you do. Shout out to everybody in the chat. The market is on sale. Absolutely. The market is on sale. Thank you guys for checking it out. Thank you guys for rocking with Black Mary Dead Free. And we're going to holler at y'all on the next one, man. That's all for me. Till next time. Peace.